everyone. Welcome back to our Siemens Smart Manufacturing podcast series. I'm your host, Victoria Carlos, thought leadership team writer here at Siemens Digital Industry Software, filling in for our usual host, Chris Pennington. On today's episode, we'll be discussing simulation for industrial systems and how they can optimize production processes, boost efficiency, and lead us to a more sustainable future. We're joined today by our expert, Raoul Garg, VP of the Industrial Machinery and Mid-Market Program here at Siemens Digital Industry Software. We'll also be speaking with Dominic Settler, VP of Horizontal Management Simulation for Industrial Systems. We hope you enjoy the show. Dominic and Raoul, thank you so much for being here today. Before we get started, I was hoping that you could both give us a brief introduction and tell our listeners a little bit about your roles here at Siemens.
Yes, I'm heading since last year, January, a horizontal cross DI called Simulation for Industrial Systems to cover a lot of various topics in simulation with industrial systems. And for my background, basically, I'm hosted in automation business unit, but I'm originally a mechanical engineer, was a project manager for several years, and have a huge broad view about the end-to-end processes, what is relevant for machine and line builders, which supports us in these topics of bringing those softwares together.
Yeah, welcome to our session on simulation for industrial systems and software. This is a very exciting topic. I'm Raoul Garg. I'm responsible for our industrial machinery strategy and business globally inside Siemens Digital Industry Software. In this role, I'm responsible for trying to figure out how do we address all of our customer needs and how do we take advantage of the massive portfolio that Siemens has to offer for our customers.
Thank you both so much for your introductions. To kick us off, you know, I'd like to start with a pretty basic question for those who may not be super familiar with our topic today. What is simulation for industrial systems?
Thanks for the question. The main topic is industrial systems. Is main point is that we're talking about machines, lines, and plants in production. Production machines, production lines, production cells, and not about simulation, what is for a product, a coffee cup or whatever. So we are talking about industrial systems. This is the main focus where we are in and looking how we could lever different aspects in this journey on the customer side on various aspects, machine, cell, line, and plant.
So Dominic, this was a great brief understanding of what is simulation for industrial software and industrial systems. Maybe to further clarify, right, what we are trying to do is take advantage of what simulation has been offering for simulating the product behavior and trying to take that same simulation technology for production behavior as well, to try and simulate how will a production process, how will a production line, how will a production cell, how will that behave before you actually build it. Right. So trying to do a complete virtual simulation of the entire production process, production line, production cell before you actually start even job one. That would be one way also, right, to highlight what is simulation for industrial systems and taking a lot of those technologies now, making that available to production systems as well.
Exactly, Raoul. Perfectly summary. It's exactly transfer the topics what we have learned and what we see from capabilities to avoid things that we have a prototyping in a virtual world instead of real machines, what we know from the product world already, that we make it also available in the machinery and in the line and in the cell, that we really take the possibilities what we know and apply it. And if we look to a machine, it's really important that we say, okay, we are talking if we apply it on a virtual machine, that leads us then also to the digital twin later on, because we start on a very early stage with mechanical design, and then we add additional components. We add behavior of the machine, physical behavior, electrical behavior, and kinematics, and then we bring it together to have a real functional digital model of the real, nearly as close as possible of the real machine. And this is the total new step here, what brings a tremendous additional value to our customers with the possibilities, what we know, in a combination of mechanical behavior and electrical, that we have a full functional model available.
So with that full functional model, a customer and using this full functional model as an industrial simulation of the machine and the digital twin that you highlighted, the customer actually does not need to even build any production systems.
Yeah, exactly. There we have a lot of various use cases we can now address and talk about with this customer. First of all, he saves a lot of time because he can do nearly everything in the virtual world. So that means he can go really for optimize his mechanical design together with behavior of the machine with, in example, drive behavior, and look that the drive is totally right dimension, and we can really accelerate the topics on a conveyor, in example, and we avoid waste to do real prototypes, and we can save a lot of time because we can do now everything on a virtual desk, or basically on a desk, so we do not need to make it physical, we can do it virtual, and this helps a lot with closed loop to say, look, I do my design like I know it from the past, I start with my mechanical things, I add a few things, I can test it immediately and could look if I improve my design before I build it and have expensive rework.
So now that we have this working knowledge of simulation for industrial systems, can you each tell us a little bit about the benefits for both machine builders and manufacturers? And additionally, you know, why is it important that these companies invest in simulation software?
Exactly. There, if we have now this virtual model available, we can apply these various use cases. One I mentioned already with the optimization. We can now make the optimization in a virtual world. And this I could do best if I have this full software stack of us, of Siemens, because then I can ensure that we could really perform this closed loop. We can simulate so-called software in the loop. I don't need hardware in the loop for simulation. I can use our products of Siemens to make it in a virtual world and optimize the machine. This is one high valuable for all the machine builders and line builders, that they can optimize their system and their machine upfront. This is the first core value. The second core value is then to say, look, I can go for the commissioning and so on also virtually. And I even could do the next step with the customer. I could do virtual design reviews and not only mechanical design review, full system design reviews with the customer. And then go also to say, look, we can do virtual pre-acceptance test of the full machine and look also how the operator can use the machine on a virtual HMI. And these are total new things what we can now address to our machine builders, where they do not spend any heavy, expensive modification afterwards. If they figure out and they ship the machine and then the customer is not maybe satisfied or want to have a modification on the machine, it is really expensive. And if we could shift this for our machine builders to a much earlier step, it saves a lot of money. So we are talking in the first step, optimize the machine, in the second step, commissioning the machine, and use this digital model also for pre-acceptance topics, acceptance topics with the customer, that you have a very early feedback also of your customers, you're on the correct way, and you avoid a lot of rework cost and so on.
Yeah, I think those are all great examples, Dominic, of the value to further highlight some of those topics, as you mentioned. The productivity of the machines can be evaluated to make sure that they are meeting the customer's expectations. Number one, I think it also improves the flexibility, with which a customer, a machine builder, can address their customer's needs. Another area I kind of feel that this whole simulation for industrial systems helps with is sustainability and even energy usage, right? With the rising cost of energy, trying to ensure that you can reduce your operating cost from an energy perspective becomes very critical. And being able to simulate your energy consumption even before you start the production process can have a significant impact. Wouldn't you agree with that, Dominic?
Yeah, absolutely. We all know that sustainability is driving a lot of our customers. And you mentioned one core topic we can evaluate already in the digital model to optimize maybe the drive sizing. If we could optimize the drive sizing, we have maybe the right size and do not use maybe a bigger one. So we can reduce the energy already upfront. We can optimize the machine, the throughput of the machine. We have customer references where a customer from Norway, from the old machine where he did not apply digital twin or simulation capabilities, he nearly doubled the throughput in this machine from the old version to the new version by applying the capabilities what we now have. So we can reduce energy by selecting the right components. We can optimize the throughput of the machine. These are the core topics to this. And depends on the industry. We could also, what I mentioned before, reduce maybe waste by building up a demo or a prototype in a physical where we have scrap material or whatever, or where we produce some scrap topic because we want to test the machine. We can all make these tests virtual, so we also do not produce scrap. This is a third topic which is important in our sustainability topic, that we avoid producing waste. Doesn't matter if it is rebuilding a part of the machine or changing a component, or test the machine with virtual products instead of physical products and dump them away. I just mentioned this reference where we have increased the throughput from this Norway company. The name is Tronhut. And also for our internal listeners, this is a public reference. We could utilize it. It's really, they are really proud to be a part of Siemens and to utilize exactly all the full software stack what we have available in all our business units, starting from Annex with Teamcenter, with Tier Portal and all those topics. We can really see how this customers it is reducing their time to market and how they improve their machine, where we just talked about the sustainability aspect.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the advantages of simulation are clearly numerous, but I think talking about it is one thing and implementation is an entirely different challenge. So my question is, what are the initial steps OEMs can take to implement simulation software into their operations, and how can Siemens support their journey?
One important step, it's always important, you need to start. Our customers need to start the journey. In the most companies, it is a little bit a journey. Important is that they start. We can start on various main topics. We can start on the automation side, or we can start on the mechanical side. But we need to grow them together. If we start on our mechanical side, we start with the classical mechanical design, and we talk about mechanical design. We talk about then in the next step about kinematics, that they could make collision detection and look if the machine is functioning. We can talk about physics and so on. So we have an easy entry if we come from mechanicals, and we could build up the story step by step, and they could really start in one department at the customer to keep the ball rolling. If you start in the automation department, you can start with code validation topics and behavior models and look how the system is behavior. And the next step is to merge these two disciplines from the mechanical department and from the electrical department and bring these disciplines together. And so this is the most tricky part in this journey, to make the customer work, that he brings his internal departments that they collaborate. This is the most difficult part on this journey. We can start on both sides. We can start on both sides in parallel, on a mechanical department side as well on the automation department side. But the value comes if you bring it together as the big value, yeah, of all what we talked already.
I agree with you, Dominic. Taking some incremental steps to mature on this whole journey is obviously very important. What we have found customers do is first try and do a virtual simulation of a unit, right? It could be a machine or it could be a handling system. Start with that and then expand that out as they grow. The examples you just mentioned, taking Trondrad as an example, where they are responsible for actually providing the packaging of potato chips. But before you get to the packaging, there are many more things that happen in a potato chip factory. So just starting with that process, that becomes a good way to start your journey, and virtually commissioning parts of that machine or the whole machine itself, that becomes a great stepping stone into that process. And then from there, they can go into other areas where you can evaluate a complete virtual plant design as well, or a virtual complete line design. Right, so you can then get into more sophisticated ways of evaluating your entire production system. So maybe if we can speak a little bit about that as well.
Absolutely. Exactly. We started on some spot. We can start, we could start on the higher level and look for general plant throughput. It's also a possibility to start with and bring these building blocks together. We have different entry points with the customer to get engaged. Important for us is that we tease already the possibilities from beginning on and the value. Look, this is the potential you can have in holistic. Even we start with single steps, but that we show the customer, the machine and line builders especially, what is the whole potential if they go the full story with us, even they start step by step. And we have different starting points where we could start. And yes, we need to bring it together. As more the customers utilizing the digital models and the virtual models, as more value it's getting out, as better it is integrated into his processes, as more he gets. There's even one topic we did not talk about yet, is also to enable maybe a machine or line builder to gain additional revenue streams. If we have a digital model, they could sell this digital model to their customer and say, look, here you can perform operator training. Before I ship the machine to you, you can train your future work already, how to operate this machine on a digital model. And this, they, in most cases, they can monetize it. So we can also show to our customer, look, if you do it, you have additional value you can create at your customers, what you can separate yourself from other competitors, which are not getting into this digital twin and simulation topics. You can go beyond your competitors.
I think that's a great idea, right? Where companies can take advantage of this, not only to differentiate themselves, but also actually use it as a mechanism to work more collaboratively with their customers, right? Because as they are designing the machine, making updates, you can actually use a virtually simulated model of your machine and share that with your end customers. So if you're designing the machine in Germany and your customer sitting in Brazil, you can have the customer from Brazil do a virtual simulated run of the entire machine without actually coming to Germany or traveling on and being able to get the entire feel of how that machine will function remotely as well. So that certainly becomes a great example of how some of these first steps can be leveraged.
This has been episode one of our two-part series on simulation for industrial systems. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll dive deeper into simulation's role in the digital twin, industrial metaverse, and the importance of cybersecurity. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.